This week, East Fife Football Club have become the first professional football team in Scotland to utilise a crowdfunding website to raise money. Crowdfunding allows you to raise money by getting small amounts from a large group of people. And it's taken off, as East Fife have shown. You don't need to have an idea or a business more suited to Dragons Den to take advantage. So how can you get involved? We have Tim Wright from social media specialist Twin Tangibles with us. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Fred.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. And yourself?
I'm fine, thanks. So crowdfunding, I'm saying that, you know, you just got a lot of people to donate an amount. And I think before you get too far, you'll sort of designate the amounts that you're looking for from folk.
Yeah, there's probably four different types of crowdfunding out there. There's what's known as equity crowdfunding, where people sell shares. Mm-hmm. There's reward-based, where people will give money and get some kind of reward in return, which is, I guess, the one that most people are familiar with. There's donation-based, and there's also lending as well, crowd lending. And as you say, there's two subtle differences. There's what's known as a keep-it-all model and an all-or-nothing model.
Right.
Okay, so with the keep-it-all model, you get to keep everything that you raise. And in the all-or-nothing model, you set a target. If you make that target, you manage to keep all of the money that you raise. Right. If you don't make the target, you don't get any money and you don't have to pay any rewards out.
All right. Let's look at the first one then, the actual equity, the shares. Because there are regulations about how you can advertise shares are available to somebody.
That's right. It's very heavily regulated, getting more heavily regulated. But UK, I have to say, is a leader in equity-based crowdfunding. There's platforms out there like Crowdcube and Seeders that allow you to sell shares directly to the public. And Scotland have got a very, very proud tradition in this, of course.
Right.
Brewdog have famously run, share offers through their crowdfunding mechanism. And they've done it DIY, so they've done it themselves. All properly regulated, of course, but they've done it themselves. So amazing achievement.
Even though it's done themselves, I would imagine there would still be solicitors involved.
Very much so. Yes, it's not something that you should enter into lightly, quite frankly. And yes, you need all the professional advice, and you have to have approved organisations handle it for you.
Right.
But in the case of Brewdog, very, very successful, and they've cashed in very effectively on a strong social presence.
Where did this start, Tim?
Well, it's been around a long, long time historically. I mean, you think of things like the Albert Hall and the Statue of Liberty. These are all publicly funded, and Duke of Wellington. In Glasgow, that was a publicly funded thing. But what's made the difference is the social technologies that allow us to reach so much further and do it very, very, very effectively. So you can actually reach out to a much bigger crowd. And consequently, it's really taken off. And last year, there was about $2.5 billion worth of crowdfunding done. This year, it's going to be $5 billion. And, you know, it's just growing exponentially year on year.